What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two positive news stories on this Wednesday. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews with comments help us out so much. Spread our message of positivity because there's a lot of good things going on in the world. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a five-star review with a comment, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for...
$3.99.
Your positive news story of the day, sir?
Let's get it. I'm talking about three first graders today. So this incident happened last week at Lakeview Elementary School in Colonial Heights, where 23-year-old Madison Swift was teaching her first year class, and she was eating at the same time. Teachers don't get a whole lot of breaks. I definitely understand why she was doing so. While she was eating, though, she suddenly began to choke. And that's when these three students stepped in. 7-year-old Colton, 6-year-old Derek, and Bryson Doss, they immediately realized something was wrong, and they ran into action. Derek ran to press the classroom's emergency button. Bryson sprinted out of the classroom to get another teacher's help. And that's whenever Colton stayed right next to the teacher, tapping her on the back, trying to dislodge whatever was in her throat. And that's exactly what happened. While the other two were doing what they were supposed to do, the item in her throat was dislodged, and it 100% saved her life. She was shook, and she was beyond happy that these kids were able to do. They're actually going to be recognized as some heroes at a school pep assembly pretty soon. I thought it was awesome, man. Kids doing amazing things out here in the world, and this is exactly why you're supposed to talk to your kids about what to do whenever somebody is choking. It could have been another classmate, but at that time, it was an adult, which has to be scary for this kid, for those kids.
The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast. You have a daughter that's their age.
Exactly.
Have you talked to her about these
things? Absolutely. She has a little brother that's 2 years old. And what's funny is Leandro knows what to do if somebody's choking. Anytime I'm coughing in the house, he walks up to me and he taps me on my chest. Like, he will be sitting there watching something, like zoned in, ready to fall asleep. And if he hears me coughing, he will get up. It'll be even 30 seconds later. He'll get up and walk over, and it's cute. Or he'll be in my arms. He'll be drinking his milk, ready for bed. I'll start coughing for whatever reason, and then he'll stop drinking his milk, turn over, tap me on my chest.
I don't remember. I'm sure it happened. I don't remember an emergency button whenever we were younger. Also, there are people and kids that do the right thing just in an instant. Just goes to show you the good deep down whenever things get pushed.
Yeah. See, it wasn't an emergency button for us. It was that intercom button. We didn't call it emergency button. It was like the trouble button. Can I get a principal sent to this office? That's how we knew it as.
That is true. Yeah, it was only used for bad things. Yeah, fair point. Sometimes just, I never thought of it. It was an emergency button, but I always thought of it like, man, I ain't trying to deal with this.
We went to Oklahoma City Public Schools. It was a different vibe.
Since you're doing the Youth is Awesome with the Positive Truth, I'm going to do the Youth is Awesome with the Positive Truth. We haven't been doing the sourcing. We should probably get better at that. This one's at abc.net.au.
Hey.
A group of seventh year students from in the Nature School in Port Macquarie. They had a special lunch where every lunchtime they worked with a charity called Free 3D Hands, which provided an open source blueprint which students adapted and printed using their school's 3D printer. It was a group of them, it's 6 or 7, and they had a friend in the group named Lewis, who was born with only part of her left hand. Over 3 months, the students met during their lunch times and worked on the project. They would experiment with different materials, learning how to use the printer and redefining the design. And what they ended up making was a whole upper arm attachment and a plastic wrist mechanism that can pick up and manipulate objects. And they built their friend in the group her own hand. Like Star Wars,
that's why. Like that they did Luke, that's how I was thinking.
It taught them how to assemble low-cost technology 3D printing, and they didn't have anyone helping them. They just had this charity, so they would do this every lunch where they learned this on their own. Not to skip to the gratitude segment, but we might as well. It just goes to show you that if kids are interested in something and you give them a problem, and you give them the resources, they will learn on their own. But that's not just for kids, it's for everyone.
If they are interested in it, absolutely.
So if you can make history, math, if you can make these things interesting, it goes a long way into teaching. they did so good with this that they got selected by Australia to go to the Be the Change Youth Summit in Tokyo this year, giving the students a chance to share their work in a global community of young innovators. They're not paying for any of this. That's how impressive the hand was.
Be the Change Summit. That is amazing.
In Tokyo.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Shout out to the youth.
That's a flight. It's a little closer Australia than here, but still. I just know if we were younger, seventh grade, you know how we acted. If we would have heard, oh, these people over here that you're making fun of doing nerdy stuff during lunch, they get to go to New York and be a part of a summit. I'd have been like, let me go. I'm signed up. I'll do nerd stuff too. That's what I would have said in seventh grade. Now there's anything against nerds. I'm just telling you the mindset I was at.
JP, you were an honor student in seventh grade, man. You were the nerd.
I was definitely not hanging out with them.
That's true. It's cool to be a nerd now. I tell my nieces and nephews that all the time. I'm like, man, that's actually like the right thing to do. But back then, yeah, we didn't know any better. We were saying things we shouldn't have said and doing things we shouldn't have do. So we definitely need to support that nerd movement right now.
So you did positive news story about kids doing the right thing. I did a positive news story about young people seeing a problem and handling it. The youth are awesome with the positive truths. And sometimes you just got to give people the opportunity to be better. You know what I mean?
Tú sabes.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditations where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. I encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Socks. I know you said that last week, but Edna bought me some socks randomly. And as soon as I put them on, my whole day changed. I didn't realize how cold my feet were lately. And I was like, oh, these socks are beat up and tore up. Let me throw all these away. So shout out to socks.
Shout out to socks. I'm actually going to be grateful for problem solving too. It's the most fun part of my day. Now, I don't like dealing with the same problem over and over again. That's why it's read the binder.
Quote of the day for sure.
But it is very fun to see a problem, figure out and solve it on your own. Even with this podcast, with the editing and adding things in the background, no one taught us anything. We just learned it on our own. So shout out to problem solving.
Shout out to being a creator.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
The sun rises each day to remind us that new beginnings are possible. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.